You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
My next guest is part of a group who have released their first album in over a decade. It is Fran Cora from Cora. We're here to talk about the band's new album, Fifth Season, which is out right now, bringing some classic flavours and some new inventions to the scene. How are you doing this morning, Fran?
Yeah, good, man. Kia ora, bro. But yes, doing very awesome. Very stoked to have a body of work released today, but probably more relieved than stoked, I would say.
It's been a long time coming, it seems.
Yeah, and it's just been like a very different process to when we first began, so it's nice to get something out into the world, and we pressed a whole bunch of vinyl as well, coloured ones, orange and green. It seems like, you know, a fitting thing to move back into physical product again. Mm-hmm. So nice to have that out today.
Yeah, that's a cool way that the industry's moving, eh? Because physical media, there's nothing like physical media. It's tactile. It feels like you own it, you know, as a whole thing.
Yeah, and there's a big shift, especially in the world of vinyl, where so many artists are doing it, just for the physical copies of selling things.
Yeah.
You get a grasp on it compared to the digital. So, yeah, nice to have that, man. It's cool.
For sure, eh? Before we get talking about the record, I want to talk about a video that you uploaded to Instagram where you talked about a Fender Stratocaster guitar that your dad got for cheap from a pawn shop from some creative bartering. Is that a skill that's rubbed off on you?
Unfortunately not. Bartering, I'm a bit too shy to do that. I'm just like... That's actually worth it. I'll just pay that. Happy to pay that, you know. There are some people, and my old man's one of them, but there's plenty of them out there that are just absolutely guns and bartering. I'm not one of them.
Have you seen him do a lot of bartering before?
Yeah, I kind of grew up with it. We're going to music stores, and he'd always just, like, you know, check out stuff and wheel and deal, and let's say it's $1,000, he'll probably start at $400, go, oh, got $400 here, and then work from there.
Yeah. My granddad, I've only heard of one story of my granddad doing a similar thing, because he was a contractor in earthworks, and he went to an auction where they were selling a digger for $10,000, and he started really low, and then got to the baseline of $10,000, and no one else wanted to buy it, so we got it for its base price.
Yeah, see, that's smart, man, where you can make a saving, right?
Exactly. If you make a saving, why not? I'm not sure if you're familiar with Cora fuel cards that offer discounts on petrol, but have you had any trouble being confused with that company?
I have. Like, someone's mentioned that. So are you guys a petrol company now, or are you an African instrument? Which Cora is an African instrument. So, yeah, in the past I've had that, but I'm just like... What can you do against that, you know?
You're diversifying the band's economic interest.
Be nice to get that type of money, though.
Get that fossil fuel money, yeah. Now, it sounds like you're having so much fun on this thing. From the 80s power rock riffs, the bright keys and the earworm bass hooks that are laced all over Fifth Season, you can tell there's magic going on in the studio. Even on Gone, a song about your inability to let someone go, you sound happy as a clam. What was the recording process like for this? Was it as fun as it sounds?
Yeah, Gone kind of wrote itself. There's some songs that just write themselves. But especially with Gone, the video clip, that was like the life changer. We ended up flying up in the helicopter past Dunorki into the mountains. And it was a perfect day, man. So we ended up in the summit, just white snowtop mountains, sunset, absolutely gorgeous. So it's one of those tick the boxes, a clock life. People very rarely get a chance to go up there. You had to get approval from Doc, et cetera. So that was Gone. It wrote itself, and we had the best time flying in helicopters and filming Lord of the Rings style themes, you know?
Oh, that's totally magical, eh?
That's unreal, man.
That's so sick. Did it take very long to get the clearance to get up there?
No. A friend of ours works in the film industry, so he's the location's Ricky guy.
True.
For the whole of the South Island, so he works on all the Hollywood movies, and he knew the spot, so he got the clearance for us to go in a helicopter to go up to the certain summit and film.
Oh, man.
And I was in like a winter get up. We went up probably heading into winter, so after winter.
Oh, right.
Thinking it was freezing, and it was so hot, bro. I was sweating. Crazy sweats all day filming.
Yeah.
probably lost like 5 kgs or something, just sweating.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Expecting it to be cold when it wasn't. So there you go.
I guess there's two things there. You've got climate change, unfortunately, but also you're probably pretty exposed to the sun. You know, there's nothing shading you. You're just out boiling like a goddamn potato.
Honestly, like, sunburned after that day, this whole face is just, like, planted, man. Like, you've had a day on the snow, you know?
Oh, man. Now, the name of the album is Fifth Season, and I want to know, is the fifth season the season of love? Because I'm detecting a lot of themes of love, loss, and kind of needing to let go from the song we just talked about, Gone to Sandbox and Wrong. Am I on the money here, or is this just a weird interpretation?
No, you're right. It's more of just, like, an open forum for what will the future hold. Within the song Easy Now, the fifth season means that's your passing. That's your last season. You meet death, and then you pass on and you're reincarnated back into life again.
Mm.
But in terms of the name of the album, Fifth Season, and the fifth season, that's what will the future hold? What is it? The rest of the seasons just gives us an excuse to write whatever we want, different moods, different, different colours, different moods. It allows us not to be stuck into a box. We can just write what we feel.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like the future has some political revolt, because there's a track here called Revolution, which calls out the status quo, where rules of much for the few and few for the much are in place. You've proved time and time again that you can make politically charged music that is accessible and can be very popular. Why don't bigger acts do that? Are labels scared about the bottom line when it comes to making political music?
I'm not too sure, actually. I think it comes down to the artist. Because we're independent, so we can just write whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to a label, I'm not too sure how that works, but I think it essentially just comes down to the artist. If they've got something to say, it's up to them to say it. Whereas us, with this song, I think because of Politician, released many years ago, there was an open topic, so it could be used for anything. With Revolution, I think it's more relevant to what's happening right now, not just here in New Zealand, but all around the world.
Mm.
So that's our representation of a modern-day Politician-style song.
Revolution. It's a great track. And I don't know, do you have any particular revolution that you look to for inspiration?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, I just even look at the Frenchies, you know? Yeah,
OG.
Just look at them. Those guys, when they're not happy with the government, they just come together and say, boom. Stuff you, we're burning down the streets. Not that I want us to do that, but...
No. I mean, it's, you know, it can kind of give you a sense of catharsis thinking about that sometimes.
Yep. Yeah, totally, man. It's like, hey, if you really want to make a change and you're not happy about things, just use the French as an example.
You know, what did Martin Luther King say? Riots are the voice of the unheard, I think is what he said. Yeah, exactly.
In a controlled way, yes.
Yes, yeah, for sure. Now, the track You Want to Give This Up, I really enjoyed. It's a track about a young lady who wants to leave her small town and the sort of mundane routines that she feels a bit locked into and kind of move on to new pastures. Did you have anyone in mind when you wrote this?
I think anyone that's grown up in a small town.
Mm.
I grew up in a small town, and as much as I love it, you're a teenager and you just want to go and see the world, so... And then you have all your friends that haven't necessarily left the town, and they haven't necessarily changed at all into the state. So that's what the story's about. I think anyone can relate to it if you're from a small town.
Yeah,
to go and see bigger things and just go and see the world, experience life.
I'm originally from Invercargill, so I really relate to that.
Oh, yeah, I got you, man.
Oh, man. Another highlight here on the album was Bull Rush, which is a bit more frenetic and heavy than the other tracks on here, and it has a sudden transition from the album sounds into almost like a nu metal rap verse. I don't know, where did that come from?
Bull Rush inspiration was from kids playing on the marae. Pai, it'd be at a tangi or a funeral. And when it came to like 6 o'clock, the church bell would ring, and auntie or an uncle would ring the church bell. We'd be playing in the front of the marae. As soon as that church bell rang, man, everyone would be sprinting as far away as they could. Hence the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
If you got stuck inside, the marae, you'd be stuck in there till like 1 a.m. just listening to everyone do motetes and, you know, karakia for hours and hours and hours while we're playing rush outside, hence the chaotic changes. And, you know, the aunties like, get inside the church! And you're like, no! Then we'd try and continue smashing each other at bull rush, but without noise. So you're getting hit like,
I mean, bull rush, I mean, I remember really enjoying it in primary school, but looking back, it is a recipe for disaster. It's so dangerous.
Especially when you can't make a noise, man. You're smashing each other and you...
Yeah, it's nuts. It's nuts. You're doing a North Island tour in late September and early October. Can we expect a visit down south? I know it's probably a lot to coordinate with the seven-person band, but it'll be cool to see you down here.
Yes, we are coming down South Island. The announcements haven't happened yet, but we will be making our way down there close to the New Year's Wink Wink Eve in Christchurch.
Cool.
There's a few festivals down there. There's one down in Queenstown. I'm not sure if we're coming to Dunedin.
I'm used to hearing that. That's okay.
it's a tricky thing. It's like, stuff is just so expensive to get to and from nowadays, right?
Yeah, it's nuts. Airfares are insane. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. I want to thank...
I can see why DJs are so successful, because it's just them.
It's just one person. Yeah.
It's one person. You know, instead of a seven-piece band, crew, if you've got merch, somebody sells your merch, yada, yada, yada. So it ends up being a big expense, you know?
Yeah, it's funny how the economic realities can change the face of you know, art, really.
Absolutely, man. It's like, what's affordable now? It's tough enough trying to buy a coffee in the morning now. All those $7, bro, you know?
It's ludicrous. All the more reason for maybe a revolution. I want to thank you for coming on, Fran. I really appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks a lot for having us say. And take care, guys. I promise we'll come and see you guys when we can.
Yeah, of course. Hopefully, maybe late this year, early next year. We'll see. But yeah, thank you for coming on. Take care, man.
Cheers. See you, man.
Cheers. That was Fran Cora, folks, from the band Cora. We're talking to Fran about the band's latest record, Fifth Season, which is out now. We're going to play You Want to Give This Up, sorry. And then we'll have director Shirley Horrocks come on and talk about her latest film, Ankami, the Don McGlashan story, which is screening at the NZIFF. Keep it real.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.